Okay, Tony, let's do the debriefing. We don't really use, I'd like to describe for a limb window description. We had so much practice at that, I'd like to see how I could do.
Oh, have at it. We'll take any words you've got. We expended all our questions a few minutes ago with John, and in fact, I didn't even have to ask any. He just answered them all. So, but press on.
Okay, looking out 12 o'clock on the horizon, there is a very hilly, subdued ridge, well, let's say hilly terrain at 12 o'clock. It goes on out of view around to 11. It's a rolling with white pockmarked craters there, and I'd say that's maybe 50 to 100 meters above the surrounding terrain where we are. You move around from 1 to 3 o'clock, approaching the, at about 1 o'clock, I would say we can see maybe a kilometer or so, but it might be very deceiving on that distance. And we see more rolling terrain, similar in albedo. It's a light gray with fresh craters being white. As we come on to 3 o'clock, 2:30 to 3, the near ridge that was on our maps and that blocks out North Ray and Stone Mountain is a correction. Smoky is really there, and it's about a 3 to 4 degree slope, and the ridge maybe goes up 10 to 15 meters. As we come into the near field at 12 o'clock, in front of the limb, maybe 50 to 100 meters, there's this other low ridge that we described. Beyond that, we can see a depression, and then it rises again to another ridge, which is probably goes into Spook Crater. I think I can see Spook on the horizon at about my 12 o'clock position. That is boulder covered. The largest boulder I see is perhaps 2 to 3 meters width, and they're angular, and there are three of those boulders, and one is at 12. The other two are over at about on that second rise away from us at about 1:30, and I'd say those boulders and smaller down to 1 meter cover maybe 1% of the surface. The trafficability out that way looks good as far as the boulders go. It's going to be up and down though. As we come into 2:30 from 50 to 150 meters, I've already described that bright, fresh crater with the small blocks around it, more cobbles, really. Beyond that, there are two other craters which sort of trend into this depression that runs north-south here. There's a boulder beyond that at 2:30, which is partially buried. It has a good fillet on the south side. To the north side, to the east side, there's no fillet at all. As we come on into 3 o'clock in the near field, I see a good-sized crater, perhaps 30 meters to 50 meters at 2 o'clock on the N4 side. That's my side of this ridge. And we have maybe 10% of the surface covered with blocks, less than half a meter, over.
Very good, Charlie. Where again was this boulder with the fillet?
It's at about 2:30, and maybe a couple of hundred meters out, and it's on the on this side of the ridge that trends east-west here that blocks out Smoky.
Okay, could it be sliding down the ridge, and that's why the fillet's on the south?
That might be the reason. I was just going to say it's down slope, so that might have been what happened.
Again.
Though the slope doesn't appear that steep, Tony.
Okay. How about the buster? Can you identify that?
Well, that's really... we sure saw it on descent. I don't see it right now. There's a bright crater to the right, maybe 50 meters of what I think is Spook, which is probably Buster, but I really wouldn't swear to it.
Okay, can you tell boulders over there?
There's not a one as far as I can see.
Okay. Very good, Charlie. You're right up your old peak.
Coming down on... Okay, coming down, Tony, on descent, it looks, as John has described, there is a distinct ray pattern across our landing site from South Ray, and the boulders get affected and disappear by we get to Palmetto, and then they don't reappear again until almost the flank of North Ray. You can see that depression that trends southward out of North Ray, and you can see the ridge line that I think will be an excellent way to climb up to North Ray and the rover. Now this was all from 5,000 feet, so I might be a little off on that, but at least the general impression was good. We could see Dogleg, we could see Cat. All of the craters that were on the stops were plainly visible. Hopefully they'll be so when we start navigating on the ground.
Very good. You were mentioning the boulders and the rays in South Ray. The ray itself, could you map out what extent it was, or was it just the whole general area?
It was a pretty wide ray coming across here. I would say it goes from our position perhaps to Spook, and maybe behind us maybe another 100 meters or so.
Very good. How about the left-right extent? Did it go all the way back to South Ray?
Well, you have to ask John that. I couldn't see out that way. The biggest block that I saw, it was one we flew over, which is maybe 100 meters to 200 meters behind us, and it looked like a Volkswagen size.
Very good.
John is off comm momentarily. He'll be back up in a little bit. I'm going to start the chow. And, Tony, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for that orange juice as a hair tonic. It mats it down completely.
Well, that might be the point. And we'd like to go your suit gas return back to cabin. Give it a try.
Okay, we'll try it in cabin. We also tried this in orbit, and we got the same sound, Tony. We're going to cabin now, Mark. Okay, I guess it's the same sound.
Okay, we'd like to go back to egress.
Hey, Tony, I tell you what it is. I just opened the cabin gas return, and it stopped it. What it was is the cabin gas return check valve is not working right. The flow's great now. Our configuration is suit gas diverter push cabin and cabin gas return to open, and everything sounds normal.
Okay, we'd like to leave you that way.
Okay, and have you guys got a suggestion of what meal you want to see?
Oh, we're working that one. Okay,
I got day five, meal B.
I guess we'd like you to just go ahead with your first lunar meal. I guess that deserves some champagne, I don't know.
Well, like John said earlier, we definitely not going to get scurvy. We got so much orange drink here.
Bud.
Okay, Tony, we're going to eat day five meal B.
Okay, was that dog?
Bravo, as in boy.
Right.
Houston, John finally found his spoon.
Very good.
Oh,
Charlie, back on comm. Tony?
Go ahead.
I can't see how far the rake. I just assume that this is a block field we're in from south. Rake goes about 100 meters out at 10 o'clock. It goes over the ridge and disappears. The next time I see it is at South Ray, which is, pretty far away from here. South Ray is a doggone interesting crater. I wish we could get to it. The boulders on the west rim of it are just thick and white as they can be, and in the middle of it, on your map where it looks like it's a depression, there appears to be a sort of a gray patch of dirt or something that was thrown out of that side of it. And then on the north, there's another ray of very white boulders coming out of it. And of course, we could see the ray pattern long before pitch over. It 22,000, I was able to get my nose up against the window and see the clue to where we were was South Ray. And because at 22,000 at 60-degree pitch angle, we couldn't even see Stone Mountain or any of the things to the rear, but you just didn't have any doubt in your mind with that big crater. And the way the pattern went, you work your way around the pattern. I used the same gouges to find out where we're going to land that we used on the LNA. The inverted V off of Stubby, Cove, and Trap. Stubby, Wreck, and Trap that works into Cove, Hit Valley, and into Spook, and from Spook off those small craters into Double Spot. And I think we ended up landing right by one of the smaller craters that sort of form a hook off the side, the north side of Spook, going back into a Double Spot, and I think we're about 50 meters from it at 9 o'clock.
Very good. How about the albedo?
I can't.
How about the albedo one?
Tremendous difference in albedo on the North Ray is pure white, South Ray is pure white, and it blends into a gray. And then over here by us, it's almost totally gray. I guess you just get the feeling that these rocks may have come from somewhere else. There's a big subangular rock that I see at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock at about 100 meters, that I would sure like to go over and look, because it looks like it's just one big piece of whatever rock it is.
I was wondering about...
I do have to see a white glass at the bottom of it.
I was wondering about the albedo on your surface chart. Uh-huh. The strips and things, whether the rays are as obvious as they are on the high sun angle chart that you're carrying, or whether they look very much different at your low sun angle.
No, they're not, I don't think. I can, I can see from here down to, Survey Ridge, and it is, the albedo on there is a lot lighter. It's a general gradual downslope from our landing point to Survey Ridge. And it looks like it dropped maybe 100 meters, and then starts to go right back up Smoky Mountain. I guess you can see on the contour map where the low spot is.
Okay.
But there are some strange-looking craters over there on Stone Mountain. And the albedo contrast is really, really pronounced in those craters. There's some... It may be a function of shadow. We better wait till we get over there. I hesitate to say that they almost look like big, they must be impact craters.